Shinchez, we did Sef Aleph, we're holding on the Mishavura. So we started the I'm not sure if we finished off the first Mishavura. The last part of the first Mishavura I think we still need to do. We did. Okay, fine. Sif cut and base. So the Mavashal B'Shabbos. Now we did not cut and base.
Fire away.
Over here, Sif cut and hay. The other one is Sif cut and hay. So he said that for him it's also if he doesn't amaze it, for him it's also forever. And for Lacherim it's Mutal Mutzi Shabbos Miyat. And this is even though the person who was cooking had intent to cook for this individual. He was cooking for Reuben was cooking on Shabbos for Shimon. Shimon can eat at Motzi Shabbos immediately. When a goy does it for a Jew, there's a requirement Motzi Shabbos to wait till enough time that it can be done. But not when a Jew does it. Why is that? The Jew, in the scenario of the non-Jew doing for the Jew treats the Isser of Amir al-Akum as not such a significant Isser. I'm not doing it, I'm just asking a guy to do it. If we tell Reuven, the guy, Bob, cooks for Shimon, if Shimon can use it immediately, Motzi Shabbos, see, even though it's an Aveira, Shimon might ask the goy to do it again because he has the benefit of having it available immediately after Shabbos. Whereas, Avodah Rashanas Ayyadei Yisrael, B'yadayim, when a Jew, when Reuven cooks for Shimon, we don't think if Reuven cooked for Shimon, if we allow Shimon immediately after Shabbos, we'll say the Shimon will say, you know what? I'm going to ask Reuven to do it for me. He's not going to do that. He's not going to ask Reuven to do an aver like that. So we're not worried about that possibility. The chances are, even if Shimon asks, Reuven might not would not listen. In general, people do not like doing averes which they don't benefit from. Okay. Now, but the im. Hayom Motzi Shabbos Yomtiv. If a person cooks on Shabbos and the Motzi Shabbos is Yomtiv, so now we have a new problem. Even in a case where the Jew cooked a filo bishul beheter, in other words, giyon shabishul b'Shabbos l'chayla, there's a chayla sheish b'sakana, and the person cooked on Shabbos for that chayla. So that's 100% Motzi. He did not do any aveira at all. But we have a new problem. The food was not mukhan at the beginning of Shabbos because it was unedible. It comes out, what made the food mukhan to use on Yom Tov? Shabbos. We have a rule, ain't Shabbos mechin l'Yom Tov. Come on, come on, so the boring gama Yom Tov Rishon, ain't Shabbos mechin l'Yom Tov. Okay. Okay, Nudin. Im Yis'arav b'Shabbos, Ashadav Rishon Yisbashal b'mezid b'acherim. Okay, so Reuven cooks on Shabbos b'mezid. So that also that item is also for Reuven forever, and for everybody else, it's mutter immediately after Shabbos. Now on Shabbos, that item gets mixed up with other items. So we should say bittul. The problem is it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, and the rule is davar sheyesh lo matirin afilu ba'el lo bottle. Because since why should you permit it on Shabbos ayin bittul? You can just wait till Motzoi Shabbos and eat it without bittul. Das magen rum the enem mis bittul. Vasul lo Shabbos lo anus mizet. The other individuals cannot benefit. Okay, The kibbutz the Motzi Shabbos, Yom Mutar. Now, the question is, what about Reuven? Reuven, it's also forever. Okay? So for him, it's not a Dabar Sheish L'Matirin. So do we say that we look at the item in general, it's going to become permitted for many, many people, Motzi Shabbos, and therefore, it's a Dabar Sheish L'Matirin, and it's not bottled, even for Reuven? Or you say, no, for Reuven, it's going to remain also forever. It's never going to become Mutar. So for him, it's a Dabar Sheish L'Matirin, which will be bottled. That's, so the Magen Rambam says, no, no, no. We look at the general perception. This item is a Dabar Sheish L'Matirin, because most people will become Mutar after Shabbos. And therefore, even for Reuven, which is really going to remain also forever, it's not going to be bottled. The Kibbutz of the Shabbos, even Mutar L'Acherim, make your Dabar Sheish L'Matirin, then a bottle fill up a Elif. Now the Sharasim points out, let's say that Reuven cooked on Shabbos b'shoygeg, which for him is more similar to Motzei Shabbos, and for sure that's posted in the Dabar Sheish L'Matirin. Why should he rely on Bittul on Shabbos? Wait till after Shabbos and then eat it without Bittul. But over here, for Reuven, it's going to remain also forever. That's the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham. We don't look at Reuven, we look at the general populace. For them, it's a Dabar Sheish L'Matirin. Yeah? Now, there seems to be in Yeridea the opposite of this. That we look at the, we look at that individual. This whole discussion over here is what's the status of this vis-a-vis the mevashel. But for everybody else, it's posit. It's poshut. And Shabbos, it's osur. Motzei Shabbos, it'll be motzei. It's a Dabar Sheish L'Matirin, and it's not potter. Okay, so what's the... so what's the lumdus? The Chara, the Magen Avraham seems to be very difficult to understand. Why? The Rashi explains the idea of Dabar Sheish L'Matirin is not bottle, is because right now, to you to eat it, you have to rely on the concept of Bittul. If you wait a few hours, you'll have no need to rely on Bittul, but it's going to come Mutter anyway. So we say, why should you rely on Bittul and eat it now, when really there's Yisra here, which is through Bittul? If you can wait a few hours and just eat it without Bittul, eat it, it'll become Mutter by itself. Okay, if that's the Svara, now we're looking at the Mevashel. For him, it's also forever. So he said, listen, why should he rely on Bittul? Wait a few hours, it'll be Mutter. It's not going to be Mutter. For him, it's going to be also forever. Yeah, forever, other people will be Mutter. What does it do with him? Right. So what's the Svara of the Magen Avraham? So there's a Ran. The Ran says a different hesber in Dabar Sheish L'Matirin. The Ran says like this. Let's explain something. He presupposes the following. For Bittul to work, items have to be different. There's no logic that two of the same items can be mevatel each other. It's not Bittul, they're the same thing. So Bittul presupposes that they're different. Now, they can be different because they have different physical properties. One tastes like this, one tastes like that. Or they can be different because they have halachic differences. One is this and one is that. Okay? But what about if I have something which, even its Isser, is not such a strong Isser, because in a few hours it's going to become Mutter? Is it really so different than the Heter? Not really. That's why Dabar Sheish L'Matirin is not Bottle, he says. Because for Bittul to take place, they have to be different. Rabbi Yehuda says you look at the physical difference. Min b'min or loy bottle. Rabbi Yehuda says if it's both the same min, they're both, if you have beef of Nevela and beef of Shkuta, so Chum says it's bottle. The heter is mevatel the yisr. Rabbi Yehuda says they're both beef. Min b'min or loy bottle. We don't pass the Rabbi Yehuda. He says the main thing is yisr and heter. So we define the distinction between the two by this is Shkuta is heter, this is Nevela, which is Isser, the heter is Mevatel Isser. They're quite different. But what about a case where it's Muksa, and in 3 hours from now, Shabbos is going to be over, so I have a Muksa egg, gets mixed up with a non-Muksa egg. Right? So I say, well, let it be both, because this is Isser, this is the Muksa, and this is heter, not Muksa. But this Isser is not really such a strong Isser, because in a few hours from now it's going to be gone. So it's not so distinct from each other, therefore Bittul doesn't take place. So Zot the Magen Avram, if I have an item which for the thousand people who live in this city, 999 of them is going to become mutter in 3 hours from now. One guy is not going to become mutter. So how do you look at that? You look at that, it's Dabar Sheshel Matir. I, for one person, is going to remain also forever. Okay, that's true. And he's the one who wants the bittul. That's true. But practically, they're not so different still. So that's how the Magad, that's how the story of the Ran, which the Magad of Ron quotes.
There will be mutter to him after Shabbos.
No, it won't. He's the Mavashal, the Mazin. So him is going to remain also forever.
You know?
But everybody else in the world will become mutter. Reuven cooks it.
No, not the item itself. No, when it's mixed in. It comes from Avadil. We're saying, according to Magen Avram, that even for him, even though it's not Devar Sheyesh L'Matirin, nevertheless, it's still going to be Asur on Shabbos. But what about after Shabbos? The mixture.
So after Shabbos will be a different ballgame, because if after Shabbos, now for him it's Asur forever, else it's Mutter. Right? So...
We're talking about the mixture. The mixture.
So according to the Pashas reading of the Magen Avram is that after Shabbos it's mutter. There actually is a Rikki Eger and Dian over here which say Adarab, Matzei Shabbos, where's the bittul? Mamonasha. To the whole world it's mamash heter. As much as you're saying you define it by the whole world, it's impossible to have bittul after Shabbos. Because for the rest of the world, it's mamash heter.
No, it's heter for everyone.
So that's like even more not distinct. So how can we come with the... For him, it's also forever. That's very nice. That's true. But now what? So, right, that's what he's saying. In your day, it's mashah. That case, the law is that the fact that it's also for him, it will become mutter afterwards. That's what the Magen Avraham is grappling with. Okay. Now, the Shulchan Aruch said, B'shoigeg is also Baba Yom for everybody, and after Shabbos, it's Mutter for everybody immediately. So the Mishnah Berurah Vav, U'B'shoigeg, Shogeg B'din, Oye Shokach, Kol Zeh B'chal Shogeg. We can have two types of Shogeg. One type of Shogeg is the person forgot that he forgot. He forgot that it's Shabbos, he forgot that it's Kukar Shabbos. Right? Or a person made a mistake in the Halacha. He knew it was Shabbos, but he believed that this is not called Bishul. And he really was mistaken, so that's called a Shogeg. Okay. So the law is that on Shabbos it's Asur, and after Shabbos it's Mutter. Zatim Shabura, Zayin, Gam Lacher. So, Hine, Begumor, Pligi, Binyan Shogeg, amazing. This halacha of that we're saying right now, the Maisa Shabbos, when it's also when it's mutter, the more is a machlokes. Remeir, Rabbi Yehuda. This is called Meiser Shabbos. A person did a malacha on Shabbos. It's referred to in halacha as Meiser Shabbos.
In the Gemara.
Right. So now we have a machlokes in Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Shulchan Aruch just presented Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and the Shulchan Aruch passed it like Rabbi Yehuda. Shekenas Gimel Harifa Rambam Agoyin.
Rabbi Yehuda.
What? The Shulchan Aruch Shita that by Mezid it's Mutter Lacherim by Matzei Shabbos and for him it's also forever. And by Shogeg it's also on Shabbos for everybody and after Shabbos it's Mutter for everybody. It's after Shabbos it's Mutter for everybody. By Shogeg, by Mezid after Shabbos it remains also for him. On Shabbos it's always also. That is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. But Remeir argues. Remeir holds that by Shogeg even on Shabbos it's Mutter for other people. Not only the mutter after Shabbos, but even on Shabbos, it's mutter. Shogeg for other people are mutter immediately. Okay, but Hagra, the Hiskim Mibur, the Shitas, Hatoises, the Siatim, the Pasikur Meir, the Pasikur Meir over here, the Mazet also, Ben Loy, Ben Lacher, Mamatsu Shabbos. Shogeg mutter, Gam Loy Miyad. So, Meir is more makel in two ways. Amazed, he says, it becomes mutter for everybody after Shabbos, including the Mavash. And Meshogeg gets mutter for everybody immediately. There's no reason to wait. Meshogeg, they did not ask for Meister Shabbos. So the Meshavurah, Mokam Matzarach, Yeshis Machalzeb, Bishol, Meshogeg. So in the case of Bishol, Meshogeg, which the Kanas is a weaker Kanas, because no one did a Meshogeg, so then, in Malkam Atzeret, you can rely on the sheets of the Gemara that it's mutter to use on Shabbos, whether for himself, whether for other people.
Are we stopping here?
What time is it? 47. Let's hold it here. That's a good place to stop. We finished Mishnah Berurah on Sif Aleph. We'll hold it here. Good.
We're picking up after Marav.
After Marav.